Well done, and first of all, tell us about your goal.
Yeah, obviously it was a header, you know. Centre backs usually when they pop up they score with their head, so it was a great ball in from Tony McMahon, and thankfully it managed to find the corner. So as I say, it was good to get on the score sheet, but just more important than that was to get back in the game and get something out of the game on Saturday.
How did you manage as a squad to maintain that belief that you could get something from that game? Because it would have been easy for heads to drop, especially when you go down to nine men.
Yeah, I think it said a lot for the manager, the backroom staff, and obviously the players' belief in each other that we did stick to our guns and we kept it tight. It was disappointing to go down 1-0, to lose the goal at that stage in the game where we were starting to come into it with 10 men. But as I say, we managed to keep our discipline. And I think it just shows the work in the training ground kind of paid off in terms of the work we do organisationally. We managed to keep our shape, and as they say in football, you always get one chance, and we managed to take it.
Yeah, great scenes at the end, wasn't it, when you got the goal?
Yeah, it was great, and as I say, that gives us the extra advantage when we go to these away grounds with that crowd. When we went down to 10 men, I felt it really spurred us on. Second half, as we started to take the game to Scunthorpe, they made the difference, to be honest, and that's another thing that helped us hang on in there. You know, having those fans behind the goal was fantastic.
Now, you did say it is a team game, of course, but it's a pretty obvious thing to say. You do like getting on the score sheet. We've spoken to you about this many times. You've got two already this season, so you must be pleased with that.
Yeah, of course. It's a part of my game that I've looked at and tried to add to. I've had a good record in the past at some previous clubs, and I've not quite managed to score as many as I've liked here, but hopefully we're starting to kind of see some fruits of the labour we've had in the training ground, and hopefully I can score a couple more between now and the end of the season.
It's two, isn't it, now you've got already. Your
yep.
career best, I think I'm right in saying, is 8 for Wolves a few years ago. So can you top that?
I hope so. You just never know. I think, as I say, on Saturday, before I scored, I hit the bar and I thought it just wasn't going to be our day. But then it turned round and I managed to get on the end of one and score. So you just never know. Hopefully, as I say, if we keep getting the good deliveries in, that's a big part of it. For a centre-back to score goals, you need good balls in the box. And we've got players in the team that can do that. So we'll just keep working on it, and hopefully, as I say, I'll see more goals going in the net.
One of the big talking points on the weekend, of course, is the two red cards. I mean, what kind of view did you have for each incident? Did you think they were a little harsh, or what do you make of it?
I think the fact that the club's appealing them probably says everything that what we think about them. I've certainly seen incidents like that pass without cards shown in the past, but I mean, it is a hard job for a referee, and it's, in hindsight, when you look at it in the video, it's probably much easier to make a decision. So hopefully they do overturn both of those red cards, because they're important players for us. You know, Michael Doyle and Flint and Ryan Flynn in the middle of the park, so it does leave us light in there. So hopefully they make the right decision and overturn them, but if not, we'll just need to go on with things. We won't be the only team that will suffer, you know, unjust red cards this season. I'm sure other teams will suffer that as well.
Now, you've had a good start, you're unbeaten. Is there any disappointment, though, with a few of the goals you've conceded this year that were maybe avoidable?
I think every goal is avoidable. I think if you look at, you know, the likes of the away performances we had at Coventry and Colchester, it was more disappointing that the performances deserved victories and we never got them. I think at Bournemouth at home is probably the game we're most disappointed. We conceded 3 goals at home is a bit disappointing, but we still won the game. And I think to win promotion and achieve anything, you have games like that, and you also have games that you win 1-0. So as I've said before, it's a team game, and defending as a team and attacking as a team, so something we're just working on all the time. And I'm sure as the season goes on, we'll keep plenty of clean sheets and hopefully score plenty of goals as well. But we're very aware of things that we need to work on and improve.
There's been a lot of changes at the club since that playoff defeat earlier this year. When you look at this team now, perhaps compare it to the side this time last year, do you feel like there's a lot of similarities there in terms of the quality?
I would actually say there's quite a lot of differences. Personally, I think up front last year, we relied pretty heavily on Ched and Richard Creswell. This year we've got 5 or 6 strikers, all Ryan, all good quality players. So that kind of gives us a variation up front. So in some respects that's quite different, and we won't know how good this squad is until we see how we do in the league. That's where you get judged. So on paper it might look like a good squad, but I think the best time to judge is away at the end of the season, and then we'll see if some of the younger players have produced and see what kind of players they turn into.